Radio Frontier.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is Wrestling Death and is scheduled for 1 hour. Maybe more. It has no real time limits, making their way into your ears. First, from a place called Barniston, he is the Pyramid.
It's going to be the funniest show ever because I'm all about the comedy and the money.
Baby. How much you can pay?
And his partner, Fela Tappender Stevenson.
From Mexico City to Beef Community Centre, I've got stories that are going to blow your mind.
Hello and welcome to Wrestling Daft. My name is Rab Florence. His name is the man called Grado.
Hello. What are you saying?
Oh, Grado, it's good to see you. And producer John is in the room, in the building. That means we're doing Wrestling Daft. We're doing an episode of Wrestling Daft. And the Attitude Era has begun. The Attitude Era began last week. See, this is we don't even call measurements of time by the proper names or anything. No, that's what the Attitude Era is all about. Grado, how have you been living in an Attitude Era kind of style this week?
Just been going about and not giving two fucks about stuff, really, to be fair. Basically, I more or less, you know, I was talking about the broadband last week. I more or less kicked the BT guy out last week because I got the BT guy came in Saturday and I thought all my issues are going to be solved because BT, they promise you can get your broadband anywhere in your house. And so I waited on this guy, BT, he was coming between 2 and 4. Now, I need to admit, anytime something like this happens, I pray that they're a big Rangers fan. I pray that they're a Two Doors Down fan, a big wrestling fan. You know, somebody that will go, oh, yeah, Ken, I just know they're going to turn up and fucking, you know, go that extra mile. And
might do a good job for you.
Aye. You know that way? And he turned up at the door and he was fat and bald. I thought, right, there's a good chance he could be one of these. Could come into one of your tribe. One of my tribe.
And the demo god.
Answer the door.
Hello, mate, the engineer here.
Oh no,
mate. Oh, right, mate. Goes, here's my problem. And I was just I know that's terrible doing that, it's pathetic, but I came out and you know that way he had his horn in his pockets and I'm going, I can't get that to work and I can't get this and this is, and he's gone, well, shrugging his shoulders at me and going, well, what do you want? I'm going, well, to fucking work. And he's going, well, what's wrong with it? I'm going, well, it's working now, obviously. That always happens, doesn't it?
Aye, aye, aye.
I was like, it keeps cutting off. And he's like, right, well, you think you need to phone Sky then, if it's your Sky, not that way. And you know, honestly, just went, right, that's, forget it, mate.
just flung him out.
I just basically flung him out, but then I started to feel bad and he was walking to the car. And I went, because I thought, I don't like being nasty or anything like that. I came back and we spoke for an extra 5 minutes and ended up he gave me about 7 Ethernet cables. So, but then I phoned up and complained about him right away.
Right, it's okay. So you turned heel on him and then you turned face on him and then you turned heel, like Big Show going, style, kind of Big Show part.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going, he wasn't interested.
It doesn't sound as if he was interested, does it?
He wasn't interested. So they said, there's another guy coming on Friday. And I says, it better not be that same guy. Put it down in notes, not to be the same one. Because there was a fault in the line. And he never checked the fucking fault, so.
Or are you actually worried he's going to turn up and he's going to be like, hey, mate, you put a complaint in about me.
Well, no, that's not.
I heard you put a complaint in.
Do you think he's in league with Tiger, Grado? Do you know that they've formed some sort of internet faction?
Listen, I'm not saying any Tiger. I'm not. I couldn't sleep last week.
I've actually been asking about Grado, and actually, Tiger's a very well respected broadband guy. So I think it might be something to do with how you're dealing with these people. Know what I mean?
But I'm not saying not a bad word about MDLs. I'm not dropping MDLs in it because I can't sleep at night and do my podcast after I do these things, after I shoot. The Attitude Era is taking its toll on me, mate. Look at Nicky, mate. I've got great hair and everything. Like.
Welcome to Wrestling Daft. This is the Attitude Era of Wrestling Daft. And as you can see, it's all kicking off. Grado just doesn't give two fucks. I was thinking what our catchphrase in Attitude Era should be. Well, one of our catchphrases, we have loads of catchphrases, but one of our catchphrases should be, I couldn't give half a fuck.
Couldn't give half a fuck. That's a good one.
I couldn't get, when you complained about that guy, you, that's what you should have said. He came in here, he couldn't give half a fuck.
I like that. That's a bit.
I'm glad you complained about me and said I couldn't give half a fuck. That's what
good. I used to work with a wee guy called Paul that worked in the community wardens when I used to walk the street in a Drossin, honing out fines for dog shite and all that. And he would always say, I couldn't give a cat's cock.
I couldn't give a cat's cock. That's cracking, man.
I couldn't give a cat's cock.
Listen, thanks for everybody for the sympathy.
Oh, no, was it, I'm rougher than a cat's cock? That's what it was.
Oh, I'm rougher than a cat's
cock. I'm rougher than a cat's cock.
Are cat's cocks rough?
Are they rough?
I think they are rough. They've got a hook on them, haven't they?
Have they?
I think cat's cocks have got a hook on them, or they've got like some kind of mad cat's bit cock at the end of a cat's cock.
See, if I Google cat's cock, you Rab. Am I going
honestly,
to
I'm serious. There's something weird.
Do you know what I think you're getting mixed up with, Rab?
What?
A cat's tongue is very, very rough. Apparently, a cat's tongue is made of the same shit that's in your nails, which totally freaks me out.
Is it?
Listen, they've got bristles on their tongue.
Aye, that's true. Aye. Listen, you Google you Google for cat's cock and you tell me if that looks like a fucking hook or a claw.
Cats with gubbies.
Why is a cat? Oh, they're barbed. No, it's hooked. Not hooked, Rab. It's barbed, apparently.
Well, barbs are hooks, aren't they? They're like wee fucking, aye, they'll stick in you.
Well, I've Googled it. It says, why is a male cat's penis barbed? Every physical barbs.
Barbed?
Barbed. The barbs on a male cat's penis are no exception. They help ensure that his genes are passed on to successful mating. There you go.
Is barb not something to do with measuring the TV ratings?
Yes,
that's how they do it. They stick a cat's cock. What they do is, Philip Schofield, when he's on, they send a cat in and the cat's cock goes up Philip Schofield's arse, and that's how they measure how many people are watching this morning. Right, so anyway, let's go out to what the people are saying. Now, John, you might know about this, but John, after recording the show last week, spilled a latte, I believe, over his laptop. Was it a latte or a cappuccino?
It was a latte.
That was not funny, can I tell you? That was a brutal.
Well, it wasn't funny, says Grado now. I'll put up the video on the Patreon of Grado filming this whole incident. And he's saying it's not funny now. He was pissing himself laughing and filming it at the time.
Did you do it in front of Grado? Was it in the studio?
Yes, it was. And it was absolutely fuck all sympathy.
It was sad.
Grado got his film out, started filming it, and everybody laughed at me.
Did you lose your laptop? Was your laptop a goner?
Well, we're recording this week's show on the laptop, so here's the story, and I need to say thank you very much to Ali at the Genius Bar at the Apple Store at Brayhead. I went
fuck
in.
Fuck Ali at the Genius Bar.
Ali!
Is this attitude here or what is this?
I know, but
I'd like
Ali,
to thank Ali at the Genius Bar.
It's his job.
I couldn't give half a fuck about Ali.
Ali listens to the show. And he, like, so I went in and I said, Ali, come on, you need to help me out here. The Wrestling Daft's on here. I need to get it off.
He's didn't
like,
say that, did he?
He did. He helped.
How did you get Wrestling Daft, Danilo? What did you do? Did he recognise you?
No. I just, he says, oh, what'd you do? I said, I make podcasts. And he goes, oh, he said, anyone I know? I go, oh, Wrestling Daft. Oh, I know that one. He said, then he asked me the first question. I said, who you got for the Rumble? then he helped me get, he was able to, he said, it was a tier 4 situation. He says, you know, the rank tiers and spillages, this is the worst. But he says, this is the worst, best tier 4 I've seen because the laptop switched back on. The keys are fucked. So I had to go out and buy a USB keyboard. But Big Ali at the Genius Bar, able to back everything onto the cloud. So I didn't lose anything. And I'm now sitting here with a big muckle Advent £10 keyboard on top of my laptop. The screen's kind of half fucked. But I can still see everything. But thanks, Big Ali, Genius Bar, wrestling fan. He trained as well. He told me he trained a wee bit.
And what? Trained in what? Wrestling?
What's that?
Who was his pick for the Rumble?
He didn't train in fixing keyboards, clearly.
No, he did quote me £950 quid to fix it. Like, I was like,
£950, John?
Aye. Do you know what the tiers are? Tier 1, right? It's just like a minor scratch or whatever. Tier 2, tier 3, tier 4 up where you are. Tier 5 is worse than that, and then it's 2 tiers in a bucket. Is there?
Suck it.
Yeah. Alistair, however, got in touch with some partner. He said, there's no point crying your spilled soya milk. Was it soya milk?
No, it wasn't.
Better latte than never. He says, hope it's not completely starbucked and it doesn't cost that lot to fix it. Alistair never hasn't got the memo that this is the fucking attitude either. Like, this stuff doesn't fly anymore. However, Bob says it was the Americano nightmare, which is pretty good, right? Here, speaking of that, what he's making of the Cody situation, I hear he's out of contract.
What do I think about it? Well, I think it's probably a lot of shite, no?
There was reports, but they've been refuted by Meltzer that, well, Cody and Moxley were being tipped to turn up at the Rumble. The Forbidden Door was going to open, apparently, because they're out of contract at the moment, but Meltzer has said that is not happening now because they're booked in for the Rampage tapings, I think. Cody, Jericho's out of contract as well, apparently, because it makes sense because it was 2 years ago they set up the company. So it makes sense that all these guys are out of contract at the moment.
Three years.
Is it three years?
It's going to be 3 years, mate.
I think it's only two, you know.
No, because it started in October 2019, but they started doing
it. They go all in.
Like, I'm sure Jericho was getting paid before there was even a show. It was like...
I'm sure Jericho was like a three-year contract with an option for an extension or something like that.
You could see Jericho turn up at the Rumble, though. You wouldn't put that past him.
I don't know.
I would not get your expectations too high and just expect the boogeyman, to be honest.
Damn!
Imagine if Judas started playing in a WWE arena, though. That would be fucking mental.
You know what? It would be good, but the Cody thing, I read one tweet and I thought, oh, you're quite right. It's the problem is Cody Rhodes hang ever. It's, you know, I can see him going, let's leak it that I've ran out of contract and all that. And I think it's maybe looking at me like that rather than something like they're going to turn up in WWE and the rest of it. I think it's probably just a work.
Is it not maybe just a possibility that they've not negotiated the contract yet? They're kind of still talking about it, casually talking about it, but he's not fucking going anywhere, so there's no any mad rush. Mm-hmm. Grado knows his cell. Like, we are often doing things, we've not even signed the contract yet, we're doing it.
Aye. On the day, you're doing it, and you're like, you've signed nothing.
Aye, you've signed nothing. You're doing the show. You're in the show, but you're not doing it because it's, you know, it's in good faith, as they say. And I think that's probably the situation they've got going on at AEW. It's not like they're going to be, you know... people need to calm down a bit, I think, you know what I mean? Here, shout out to Karate Warrior 2, who took last week's chat about the Bray Wyatt promo video and cut it to the actual video itself. I want to see this.
What do you mean?
Remember we were talking, we had the preview and we looked at the Bray Wyatt video and you two were doing your impressions of what the Bray Wyatt video. Now, Karate Warrior 2 has taken the Bray Wyatt video and got the audio from last week's show and cut it into the Bray Wyatt video.
Obviously this is no good for the podcast listeners, but if they sign up for the Patreon...
I've also put it on the Twitter so you can
see
it.
Alright, cool. You can see it on the Twitter, but can we see it now? You do. Ah, spooky. Bah!
I created a monster. You can't stop me from being who I want to be. I should have kept it inside.
Fucking great, man. It could have been that, right?
Oh, but it's funny, it's all the same shit every time, isn't it?
It's all the same shit every time. See, that's what the Attitude Era is all about, by the way, that kind of part of the So you can check out on our Twitter to watch our wee video so you can see it for yourself. Kyle says, after last week's chat, Grado for the Rumble, no chance, he's shit scared a tiger, fucked up his broadband.
Oh, do you know what? I keep getting sent this hang on fucking TikTok. I mean, every day, even like, see folk that I don't even know like wrestling and that, they keep... sending me a TikTok somebody that made a 10, 9, 8, 7, kind of that kind of carry on. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because I was looking at all the comments, but to see, hold on, is this not turning up? The biggest disgrace to professional wrestling ever.
Who, you?
Aye. And this would be fun, although the WWE audience would not have a clue who this guy is. Everyone just looking around wondering who he is. With that one. Oh, Grado was so over back in the day, then Impact happened.
Oh my god.
I thought they were funny.
Don't read the kind of comments, mate. Don't read the kind of comments, right?
No, they're missing them up, but nice, but it's...
Fuck them, man. Don't read them. What? I hear see the people make comments like, what have they ever done? Have they ever moved the needle even once in their life? Have they ever fucking moved the needle?
Who says that again?
Fucking everybody says it. Everybody says move the needle.
I'm a needle mover.
Yeah, Stuart was loving all our Darts Royal Rumble chat for last week and says, if Gredo doesn't get Rab Thornton on to talk about a Darts Royal Rumble, you're playing it wrong. You need to get him on. We'll get him on, Gredo. Get him on.
Do you know, he is on Twitter, I'm sure, because I was looking for him the other week. We follow each other. I might get him on, see what he's up to.
Hey, big shout out to Kieran Burns, by the way, who messaged us saying, I've always loved wrestling, but would watch and never see anyone like me. They all said you can't do that. I got in the ring for the first time this week, thanks to Wolfgang. Amazing feeling. It's impossible until you do it. Ready to put in the work and change this game. Kieran Burns is day in the training, it looks like. Best to you, mate. Looking forward to seeing you lifting the big belt, the 10 pounds of gold. Or whatever. Whatever it is. Or whatever you want to lift.
Aye. Good luck.
On the subject of wrestling themes and other sports, things have went weird and full circle because at half-time at the Celtic game against Hibs, they played this.
You have to listen to it very carefully.
Listen very...
I don't even know what the wrestling daft theme song is.
And there is the half-time whistle. Well, Celtic introduced the new signings, and the impact was immediate. Nice and Maeda on the score sheet after 4 minutes goes to his fellow countryman, Jose.
No, that's quite a bad quality, so it's hard to hear. But that is the Wrestling Daft theme that plays at the start of our episodes. Now it's difficult to know, though. Is that not just some copyright-free bit of music, John, no, that's been pulled out of some sound bank?
It is, but...
We've not got the copyrights for it.
Coincidence, right?
No, it's library music, Gredo.
It's library music.
Oh, for you might have just...
It's library music, Gredo.
Football Daft's original. We had a bit more budget for the Football Daft show, but we had to get library music for Rest Daft, and that was very... Remember, we sat down, we chose the music. I think the three of us sat down and chose the music for the show back in the day. But no, it's too much a coincidence. I'm sorry, it's too much a coincidence. We're always talking about wrestling games being used at football, and then that's popped up at halftime at Celtic Park.
Somebody's done that. Fair play.
I don't know.
Gredo, come on, be a positive. Has it cause it happened at Celtic Park?
If this happened at Ibrox, he'd be all over it going, oh, hey, look at that. Look at that. Hey, the rest of the team at Ibrox, eh?
Hey, Ken, who's gone to Ibrox, Rob?
Who?
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles has gone to Ibrox, why?
He's playing a gig, a concert in June.
Roshi Boy says, how about asking what changes we want to see in 2022? He says, I think WWE should shake things up and cease using Hell in a Cell as a pay-per-view and use it purely as a feud ender. Also, instead of a ladder match, make the Money in the Bank a battle royale. They should change things up. I think it's one of the big problems with WWE is it's just stale. And it's stale. Everything's stale.
It's not even that. It's like nothing happens. No. And everything's too clean. Look, this, you know, Hell in a Cell is probably sparkling silver and they big LED screens as if you're watching The Masked Singer. That's what it feels like when they're watching.
Like you're watching The Masked Singer, you're right, mate.
It is, everything's just all flashy and cute, and even the mats are too clean. There's no wires, the cable management is too good. Everything is just so pristine, it's pish. I wanted it to be like the 90s, but it was all smoky. And fucking one screen and one ramp with no lights on it and dead dark and misty and bloodstains in the canvas. Everything's too clean. Everything's shite and everything's fucking for wins.
That was a beautiful rant, by the way. That was a beautiful rant and you've articulated that beautifully, Gredo. A late shout for a pun in as we asked for party-related puns in tribute to our Prime Minister, who's our Prime Minister. That's John that wrote that. In tribute to Boris Johnson. And so here's some puns. Van Damage, get in touch with Brett the Hitman Party. It's fucking terrible. You shouldn't put that down. It's terrible.
So hold on, it's party stuff in it, isn't it? Sorry.
WWS PFL says Rapist Erio. Nathan says Boozer Brody. Tommy Steamer. Cocaine. Ket Hart. And Lex Lager.
There you go.
Percy says Finger Buffet Bagwell.
That's good.
Finger Buffet Bagwell, I should have said. Be better. Graham says Raver Ramon. Toby says the tag team private work event and spin karaoke.
That's funny.
Kevin says, well, it's a big show at 10 Downing Street. Shite. And Andy says, Alicia Fox's party rings.
Just when I saw that, John, I thought it once.
Go for it.
I've got three.
Go for it, mate. Right.
Fall of on Dudley.
Very
spread,
good.
Spready Guerrero.
Good spread.
Drop Alpha the Wild Simone.
Really good. It's far better than any of the ones that get sent in, yeah. I would say. And Grado's our listener of the week. And if you want to get in touch with us about any of that or just random wrestling related stuff, get us on Twitter at Wrestling Daft, on Insta at Wrestling Daft Podcast, just Wrestling Daft on Facebook. Our email is at wrestlingdaft@gmail.com. We separate the coffee from the laptop as we ask you to bury or put over stuff for the wrestling. And there's a lot to talk about this week. There's a lot. This is going to be probably our main segment of this show because there's a lot to talk about. First thing we can talk about is Grado. Walter has changed his name to Gunther and people are only happy about it.
Are you happy about it? How do you feel, first of all?
Well, there seems to be a lot of people walking about the new kid knowing that Walter's a really tough and hard name. Which isn't new. Obviously, there's Walter Smith. God rest him. But I would say, on the whole, Walter is not a great name for a wrestler.
No, I think it's when something's been used that long and somebody's made a name on it, all right, maybe in the grand scale of things, and I think you keep going with it. But I'm know that I think people just love getting pissed off.
Yes.
Overreacting.
It's like you, if they were, you went to WWE and they changed your name from Grado. That's what it is. That's exactly what it's like. Because the only reason they're changing it is because they can have ownership of it.
And Grado is far more well known than Walter.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Listen. Grado is...
Sorry, Grado.
What do you mean, no, he's not? Right, let's look at it in a UK context, right? Grado is a household name in Scotland. Right, a household name in Scotland, nothing to do with wrestling. If you don't know wrestling, you'll know Grado, right? Walter isn't a household name in any country in the world. Nobody outside fucking wrestling knows who Walter is.
I've got more followers than him, John.
Yep. Nobody. It's ridiculous that you would say that Grado isn't as well known as Walter. Grado's far more well known than Walter.
I don't know. I don't think so.
This is bullshit, man. This is absolute bullshit. And again, I'm not just saying this because you're my mate. Nobody knows who fucking Walter is. Nobody knows who he is. Nobody outside wrestling, and I'm talking about like very serious wrestling fans as well who would watch NXT or watch NXT UK. Out with that, nobody knows who. The broader WWE audience who goes to shows and watch pay-per-views and watches Raw and SmackDown have any idea who fucking Walter is. They've got any idea who Walter is. And that's why they're changing his name. They're changing his name, partly because of ownership, but also because creative have went, right, okay, blank slate. We're wanting to introduce this guy to an audience. We really want to bring this guy out and call him fucking Walter. Walter almost feels like a name you would give a big wrestler guy that looks like that as kind of a joke.
Yes,
I think that's what's been said in Vince McMahon's office. I bet you Vince McMahon has went, Walter? Fucking really?
I bet you Vince McMahon's went,
Walter! There's a reason why you call that guy Walter!
What do you think of that now after what you said, you prick?
I bet you Vince McMahon has only thought, oh, we can't license Walter because that's actually his name, so we'll have to give him a name so we can license it. That is the only reason they've changed his name. And
we were making jokes, John, about Walter's name when Walter came to UK. We were making jokes about this big guy called Walter.
He's stuck with it now, you know, that's been his ring name from day dot, you know?
He's stuck with it well in two wrestling promotions that nobody fucking watches.
He was Survivor Series, he was on Survivor Series, Walter.
Nobody knows this is like, they're obviously planning on bringing him in at the Royal Rumble, they're obviously planning on debuting him on Raw, fucking bringing him into Raw or something. So new is the time, don't bring him in, I stand by it, don't bring him in called Walter. Maybe even the big man himself is going, I wish I'd fucking chosen a better name than Walter.
Well, it's funny because somebody
that's his name, though. That's his actual name. His name.
No, but there's not many wrestlers that fucking. That's like saying Shawn Michaels should have wrestled under his own real name.
What's
should Shawn have been a mistake.
What's Shawn Michaels' real name?
Michael Hickenbottom. Listen, see what you're saying, John, about the copyright stuff and all that. I usually agree with it to that extent, but with this one, I reckon there's more to it. One, it's I reckon it's a Bruce Pritchard, Vince McMahon, on the same lines about Rab's thinking about Walter and going, Walter, he should be Gunter. I can see them doing all that part. He's Gunter, not Walter. He's Gunter. And second, I also think there's maybe a backstage rib with that name because somebody drug up a tweet for 2 years ago with Kyle O'Reilly for 2019, and he was referring to Walter as Gunther. So there's probably more to it that we don't know. There's probably some rib backstage where he gets caught. There's more to it than...
Yeah, maybe he gets called that backstage. Maybe the big man's went, I like that.
Aye, exactly. Exactly.
And this is the thing, this is the annoying thing about this is there's nobody has any context, nobody has any kind of overview, anything. You know, it's like the thing when Nikki came out with the superhero gimmick for the first time and everybody was going, look what they've fucking done to her.
Aye,
and then it comes out, it was her idea.
And then Doudrop.
Uh-huh.
Brian Doudrop.
So anyway, there's that. What
Which,
else
by is, the way, she's fucking doing amazing, man. Title match at the Rumble. Lassie Fabeth, get in there.
Yep, I know. That's amazing.
That is amazing.
What else has been going on? There was something else I wanted to talk about.
E-dub.
Oh, Cody. I was about to talk about Cody being... Oh, and Royal Rumble. Surprise entrance. Are we expecting anything?
Well, the chat is obviously around AEW contracts at the moment. I think you'll probably see, like you say, Walter will probably be in it. Corey Graves is probably, I think, going to do that spot. He's just been cleared. There's talk about Paige coming back. There is rumours that Paige is...
That would be big, right?
Well, she came, also came back and then was ruled out again. And so, I mean, it would be. But, I mean, you've got Mickie James coming over from the TNA, which we talked about last week as well. But I don't know what surprises are going to... I was looking back at last year's Rumble. I mean, the only surprise entrance you had in last week's Rumble, when we talked about it earlier, I looked back, it was Kane and Hurricane. You know what I mean?
Don't think there's any chance of Trevor Murdoch turning up with that big NWA belt?
That's a good one.
Creator.
ITV's creator. He's straight from the ITV studios in Manchester. It's creator, aka Alec Walmsley.
aka Stench.
Aye, Stench. I bet he'd fucking change his name to Stench for fucking. In a heartbeat.
He's not Crater, he should be Stench. He's Stench. He's Stench.
Also, John, you're talking about the, as much as I love Shane Helms, apart from the time he buried me on Twitter in 2015, the thing about the Royal Rumble surprises when it's producers also doesn't have that effect. But that's us being, you know, to somebody watching the telly that doesn't know that, you know, Shane Helms is a backstage producer, you know, that, but there's also that thing where it's like, oh, right, okay. Do you get what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Are we expecting any legends?
I don't know. I've not seen anything along the legend. I'm just trying to think who'll pop up.
What did you say, John, earlier on? Did you say again?
Pop up.
No, John, Rab, you said, and I said, fucking, it'll probably be damn.
The boogeyman.
Ron Simmons. Damn.
What
about Taker?
Can't see Taker. Hogan? What about Hogan?
Nah.
What about... Here's what I would do, which I think would be amazing, right? What's his name? Braun Breaker.
Aye.
Right? Yeah. Him in it. And then I'd have, while he's in the ring, Scott Steiner.
Oh, that would be good.
How fucking good would that be?
Oh wow, John.
And imagine Scott Steiner, and the two of them, they're in there, and they team up together to put a few people out.
Aye.
Blah, 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 each other, and then it's down to just the two of them standing looking at each other, and then Scott Steiner goes like that to him, boom, pushes him in the chest and goes, "You're a Steiner!" At him.
Aye.
How fucking great would that be?
Aye. Then, right. then
Breckel just
puts
him out. Then Breckel just toughs him.
then Rikishi comes out and they do the dance.
Aye. Then they do the work. It'd be great. But that's what I would do. Just get Scott Steiner to walk down and just fucking clothesline some guys all the time.
Well, you're never getting Steiner because sure there's the pictures all around every WWE show.
He's not allowed in?
There's a picture of Scott Steiner. There's like a band list of people that are not allowed in the arena. And there's like guys that maybe that are up in stalking charges or maybe brought in a weapon and all this. And it's like, you know, punters, but there's Scott Steiner as well.
aye. We'll see. Anyway, let's see what other people are putting there. Brian wants to bury the Walter name change and wants to put our Rab's new shirt idea, "I am Walter."
That's very good.
That's good.
JK wants to put over what is sure to be an absolute banger of a deathmatch show this Saturday, ICW NHB 21. No holds barred, 21.
On the network. I must be on the network.
21. All right. It was that last. Listen, I am completely out of the loop with what's happening at ICW.
So am I.
I must admit, I'm just... I'm fucking aware of what's happening with Pro 2 at the minute that I can't even. Well, I noticed that Billy Cutwood's jumped to Pro 2.
You're joking.
Well, I know he's working with Pro 2. I know. I don't want to cause drama by saying he jumped.
I don't think he's jumped. But I was speaking to Mark today about the show with Lord Provost and stuff like that. But that's them just announced that they're back live now, so good. ICW saw it's all set to go again for Square Go, which is good news as well.
Where is it Square Go?
Square Go, is it end of February, I think it is.
Is it SWG3?
Brilliant. Is that a good venue to wrestle in?
Aye, that's a great venue.
Because it's not great for a gig. It's not great to go for a gig.
I loved it for wrestling, mate. It's a great venue
for wrestling if you're a punter, but see if you're a VIP like myself, there's not that many great places to hang out to be separated from the stinking crowd.
it's the 20th of February at SWG3. Grado, I take it you are not match fit.
I'm going to Arran that weekend.
Sold out.
Is it sold out?
Is it sold out? Maybe it's no fuck.
Near sellout, I think.
It's a near sellout. So wow. There might be some tickets left. So grab yourself some tickets. Go and support your live wrestling. JK also wants to bury the WWE statement about the use of blood in AEW when in recent times they've had a guy have his fucking eyeball taken out. And Johnny Knoxville's in the fucking Rumble. What's going to do with Omicron variant says bury Gunter, put over Walter. All these people disagreeing with me here about the Walter thing. Steven wants to put over Vince's insane promo piece on Austin Theory threatening to beat the snot out of him with an equaliser, take a selfie and send it to his ma. Brilliant to see the old Mr. McMahon back. See, I like that bit myself. And wants to bury it. Rumble entries getting pre-announced. Keep it a secret.
Aye, you're right, Steven.
Bronze Cello wants to put over Matt Cardona defeating Rhino last week at GCW in Detroit, declaring himself the ECW TV champion, even sticking it on his Wikipedia page. Great part. Also buzzing for the Hammerstein Ballroom show this weekend and the wrestling return of one Mr. Jeff Jarrett.
Can I tell you something? I'm going to watch that. That the GCW stuff is getting big. Zack Ryder and all the folk gone there. It reminds me of a bit of buzz, isn't it? And the venues that they run, it's like the same kind of...
It's ECW vibe, isn't it?
No, ECW. Do you know ICW? Like, bringing in the random folk and guys that were over in WWE and coming to ICW and trying to kind of make it in the indies. It's got that feel about it. Hammerstein Ballroom, what a place to have a show. The GCW stuff, I'm into it, man. I really, really am. I don't know. I'm sure I wrestled for them in New Orleans. I'm sure I was in that. They done that Rumble.
Any chance of Jeff Jarrett at the Rumble?
No, I wouldn't think so. No, I wouldn't think so. Definitely wouldn't think so.
Any chance of Braun Strowman at the Rumble?
No.
Maybe one of the ones, you know, that sometimes happens, doesn't it, where they get released and then a couple of months later they change their mind and...
Rico wants to put over the Royal Rumble card, taking great shape, looking forward to seeing surprise entrance for this year, given the whirlwind of Forbidden Door rumours. I've got high hopes but low expectations. I can't believe that's what Rico says here. So rather than seeing any Wild returns or debuts, we might well just see the return of the Boogeyman. How weird is that?
God, that's mad.
We're just all thinking the same thing. You know, that's just shorthand for shite booting. Daniel wants to put over Adam Cole versus Trent for Rampage, not wrestling. Also wants to put over Afterlife Season 3.
You watched it? Have you watched it? I can't imagine you watching it, do you?
Nah, I don't watch it.
I know. Why didn't you watch it? Why didn't you watch it?
Because I watched the first series and it wasn't for me. Scott wants to put over Punk versus the Punk and MJF build-up. Promos have been amazing. And Mark wants to bury the name change of Walter to Gunther. So, there you go. People have been trashing that name change. I don't agree with it. Everybody needs to shut up and listen to me. It's the Attitude Era. It's the part of the show where we invite you, the listeners, to do a run-in. Come on, engage your thoughts and opinions on wrestling. I'll just talk nonsense. This week, it's the turn of Daniel Donnelly.
Hello. How's it going?
How you doing? Hi.
You all right? What's happening?
All right. I should have said that my middle name is David, so you get that triple D.
What do you mean your name? It's fine. What are you talking about?
My middle name is David.
Oh, Daniel David Donnelly. Triple D, 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 D.
Aye.
You prefer triple D to double Ds?
Why not?
Mate, what's going on with your internet, by the
way? Are you fucking tiger been running your house?
Sorry, man, I'm at shit.
No, it's not too bad. Why have you got you're making me nervous because you got a pen in your hand, like it's a job interview with it.
Sorry, I was thinking about
what. What are you working? What are you doing? What is it? What do you do?
Is that dead? I'm missing out on the joke. But I work in telly development.
Telly development. What telly development do you do?
Scripted drama and comedy.
Beautiful. Was that kind of like a job interview, Grado?
For us,
that's like a fucking job interview for us. We should picture McCoyston McCauley type. We want to do. Do you remember McCoyston McConley, Daniel?
I don't, but I'm a big fan of Alan McCoyst. Anyway.
Well, McCoyston McCauley was a chat show that Alan McCoyst and Fred McCauley did years ago, right? And me and Grado basically would like to date a version of McCoyston McCauley, but with us in it, but still called McCoyston McCauley.
But which one's going to be McCauley?
Well,
I would have to be McCauley, and Grado would have to be McCoyst.
I tell you something, Darryl. Make no mistake about it, Darryl.
There you go. There you go.
Absolutely, Darryl.
why have our paths never crossed, or have they ever crossed?
Well, I wasn't sure if John had said, but I think we went for coffee at John with Ian.
Oh my God, it's you! That's right, mate. But you what? Are you still doing it? Are you still doing South then?
Awkward.
No, it's not awkward.
It's not awkward because it was one meeting. It was one meeting, so it's not awkward.
Awkward.
Are you still doing South?
Well, fucking Grado, you're saying that. I worked at River City when you were there as well.
Fucking brilliant, man. That's funny.
But he's still doing South, man, aye?
No. I've always been up here.
You were definitely down south at that time.
Oh, it's so funny, man.
No, I lived in office, but I was always halfway between London and Glasgow.
Right.
He's still in England. No, I've never been in England. It's brilliant. Brilliant. Dead funny, man.
Where are you then? Where are you then now? What do you think? Why is it that you had a meeting with me, but you never ever had a meeting with Grado?
So, Grado, you writing it?
No, mate, don't get the time. but is it a production company you work for?
Yeah.
Are you listening, Grado?
It's
funny, man. Sorry.
So we just sort of work with, as writers, we're sort of writer focused, right? So, but if you get something made, then you need to schmooze a lot to directors and cast actors like yourself and whatever. Mm-hmm. But not there yet.
Right.
Would you prefer working with writers?
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, actors are funny.
Actors are a bit funny, ain't they? Would you consider yourself an actor, Grado?
Aye.
They've got a bit of an ego, ain't they? They've got a bit more of an ego, actors.
What's funny about that, John?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'd consider you a wrestler, Grado, first and foremost.
Well, hold on.
You're an actor as well as a writer, though, Rab. You're kind of crossed the
boat. I'm not an actor at all. Not at all.
You've acted. You're going to be in a play. You're going to be in a play.
No, it doesn't matter. It's different. I'm not an actor at all.
See, that's the difference.
You're multi-hyphenated.
I would say I'm merely a triple threat, a total package, I would say.
You see,
I'm not an actor, definitely not.
Rab's got this thing which I totally respect, and I wish I was more like Rab, right? See, Rab, I don't think you would, but I don't think you'd see Rab then Plano. I don't think you would see Rab, like, and he doesn't like to see he's an actor, and I get that, and if something came in and it was worth a lot of money, but Rab just didn't feel it was quite right, Rab would knock it back. Rab, one day, like, you know, like, the night that I was in, first was on the telly on River City, I was right on my Twitter display thing with actor. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Description, actor. You know what I mean? I'm like, right away, I don't give a fuck. You know?
You've been an Endeavour as well, you've been an Endeavour.
Aye. Something's coming out later on this year in Disney as well. That's
quite a big deal.
Aye. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's like one of the ones, like, if you go to, I'm trying to think, where does it ask you, like, for your occupation? Places I've been waiting. It's funny because Stephanie will just go, fuck. Like, if you're I'd say it's at the
when
bank.
You get arrested.
Like your car insurance, if you're phoning.
Aye,
your,
like that,
don't put down actor, because that'll pump out your car insurance right up, by the way.
Is it?
Will it? What?
Oh, aye. See if you put in anything, right? So, if you in your car insurance, like, because I've done it, it's like you put in radio producer or anything in the media, actor, writer, anything like that, it pumps your car insurance right up.
That's because you write that you're a radio producer for George Bowie, so they're thinking there's all sorts of people taking eckies doing it in your motor.
that's funny.
Sorry, Daniel, we're away in a tangent. You wanted to ask something about the Royal Rumble?
No, not really.
That's what John said. You were going to ask something about the Royal Rumble.
I had an idea for a Royal Rumble involved in the right garden, Daniel.
Yeah. I was just thinking about, you were talking about the darts Royal Rumble. Obviously, so I've got a 2-year-old. So I've been watching a lot of In the Right Garden. I was just thinking, who would win an In the Right Garden Royal Rumble?
I think I've heard about this program.
You know, MacArthur, the big hat, who is.
Well, obviously the Ponty Pines are a big faction, aren't they?
Well, that's it.
It would be hard to put them on the top rope as well because they're that wee. It would just be hard. Yeah. So I would go for the Ponty Pines myself.
But what are the next door neighbours? The Ponty Pines have got the next door neighbours. The next door neighbours? The Ponty Pines.
But I would imagine they'd all be in a faction together. All of them, you know what I mean?
Here comes Maka Paka riding down on the ninky nonk to the ring.
Is this thing all the wings are addicted to?
You will get Grado, obviously. Perry's a bit too young.
But no, that's gear, I think. No.
Perry, in about 6 months' time, Grado, right? See, at night time, you put the wing in front of that, and fucking hell, it's like
magic.
It's like a trance, and it's like, honestly, you'd love to have a couple of joints and watch it yourself.
What is this? Is that attitude? You're listening to this? Listen, by the way, just to say to the audience, don't be doing drugs like joints and all that. Don't be doing that. John's lost his head. John's lost his fucking head.
You would do platinum CBD and watch it. That's exactly what you would do.
Was that a fucking coffee you spilt on your hangman, or was it a fucking bong or something you spilt on it? Daniel, are you going to be watching the Royal Rumble?
I will. I've been paying my network money every month. asked me how the last time I watched it, and on it, even the pay-per-views, probably SummerSlam was the last thing I watched, and I'm like, this is mad, why am I paying this fucking, why am I giving this guy money? But I will watch Royal Rumble, and whether it's good or bad, I'll either, I mean, I'll watch WrestleMania, but I'll either fucking bin it and then resubscribe, or just forget about it and keep it going.
Well, this is the period, we're moving into the period now where you don't get rid of the network, don't you know what I mean? This is the period where you're like, might as well keep it, Royal Rumble up into WrestleMania, might as well keep it. Royal Rumble will be, I bet it'll be good. Lesnar and Lashley will be good.
But Joe, I remember a couple of years ago, maybe it's just because I've not got the time anymore, but I remember thinking you'd fantasy about the Rumble and you'd go, oh, what if Finn Balor won it? What if Kevin Owens won it? What if whoever won it? And now I'm just like, someday I'll win it. And
it's super predictable now. It kind of feels like Bianca Belair will win it. And it feels like on the guy's side. Hold on, who will win it on the guy's side?
But I know what you mean, but even now, like, when was the last time there's been, like, good surprises? Was there good surprises last year?
Well, it was Edge last year. No, Edge was
the year before.
Edge was 2 years ago.
That was good.
Was Carlito winning?
That's not a fucking good surprise.
I like Carlito, Tom.
Carlito's a nice guy.
He's fucking toast.
But all the surprises, like, Johnny Knoxville was a big thing this year, isn't it?
Oh, aye, Johnny Knoxville, that'll be fun.
I think Corey Graves has just been cleared to wrestle, so I think...
Oh, that'll be him then, he'll maybe do it, but then...
He'll do the Jerry the King spot.
It'll be interesting to see.
What if Paige turned up for the women's rumble? That would be exciting.
No, the best...
Paige isn't cleared, though, is she? She's not cleared.
The best women's surprise rumble, and I remember it because I was going to, was it Vegas or Tenerife? I remember sitting watching all day, and I was watching it live on my laptop, and the best woman's surprise was, excuse me! Excuse me! I fucking laughed when that was the best. I honestly jumped out of the bed going, that's amazing, I loved it.
Jumped out of the bed.
Excuse me!
Do you not watch AEW at all, Daniel, no?
Absolutely, yeah, no, I love AEW. It's brilliant. You know, I just watched Hooks, one of Hooks' matches the other way.
Gorgeous,
the other night. I'm like, oh my god,
he's gorgeous,
amazing.
Isn't he? What gorgeous, a good-looking boy he is, man.
He's gorgeous, man.
My pal texts me, who's not watched wrestling in years, he texts me saying that there was a tag team hardcore women's tag team match on AEW.
Yeah.
And it was and I couldn't go to watch it, and I'm like, well, hold on, if it's breaking through to him, who doesn't he fucking follow any of the wrestling conversation, then it must be doing something. It was like, I remember that when Jericho coined a little bit of the bubbly, and that was like, reaching mainstream, it's like, all right, now you know, I can show that to my wife, who isn't interested in wrestling, and she's like, that's fucking funny.
Aye.
Stuff like that breaks through, it's like, oh, that's when it's getting out of just small thing.
Do you think the, what's her name, Alexa Bliss's newbie segments with a therapist will break through into the mainstream psyche? What the fuck are they doing? Why is she still got that gimmick? Why is she coming back still with that gimmick? And why is it all so rotten? Why, when they get rid of the Fiend, did they not go, right, let's just fucking pretend that didn't happen? Oh, yeah.
Well, this is sort of the thing, like, my question, I was going to ask the question about, like, is Vince McMahon a madman, or is he a genius, or is he a businessman, or is he a creative? Like, who is he? Because he's making bad choices, but then he oversaw the best, you know, attitude era. I know that's fucking 20, 30 years ago, but it's like, is he just a nut job? No.
No, I think on the ground, this is the thing that kind of annoys me about the way people talk and all online. I think he's a genius, I think. He's a genius. However, I kind of feel like the WWE have got themselves into this position now where they barely even need to compete. They don't need to compete, really. They're just making a fortune. They're very healthy. They can go to Saudi Arabia and make an absolute fortune, come home. They're on easy street, really. But when you actually, like, closely look at a lot of the things that go on in WWE, there's still some really weird stuff. Like Vince McMahon doing that stuff with, what's his name, the young boy that he's kind of took under his wing. What's his name? Fuck me.
Ace Stevens or something like that.
John, the boy that Vince McMahon's took under his wing.
Austin Tyler or something like that?
No.
Austin Theory.
Austin Theory. Theory, yeah. The segment he did with him this week where he was like, I want you to beat Finn Balor and then I want you to beat him up. And then, if you don't beat him up, I'll beat you up. I'll get you dragged into my dressing room and I'll fucking knock fuck at you and smash your head in and all that kind of stuff. It's great. It's crazy stuff. So there's still wee sparks of the old Vince there, but I just don't, I don't know. The NXT stuff is fascinating. Walter being called Gunther now.
Is he?
I'll talk about that later. Walter's name's changed to Gunther. But we'll talk about that later. But I don't know. He's a genius. I mean, you can't, there isn't any wrestling business the way it is today without him.
No, totally. So, but I guess, you know, did any of you watch Succession, the TV show?
Aye.
I'm on the first series. I'm nearly in the last couple of episodes of the first series. It was good fun.
If I ever made a wrestling show, it would be something along the lines of Vince McMahon is Brian Cox's King Lear of Succession.
That's great.
And
that's
it's
great.
All the people around him trying to curry favour, trying to win power, getting fucked. But, you know what I mean? That whole court of people around him all lying and backstabbing, he wins his favour and then he just changes his mind. And it's like, because wrestling's an art form and it's storytelling, but you don't get, I don't think you get, you don't get someone like Vince's power and clout in some like the National Theatre or fucking, I don't know, radio. Like, the head of Bauer isn't as dangerous and firm as Vince McMahon. And you think Vince McMahon, that whole, his whole career, do you know what I mean? Owen Hart died in his ring and the show went on. You're like, that wouldn't happen these days.
No.
In any fucking realm of entertainment.
And also, it's different for other business things because, like, Vince McMahon can handle his cell as well. Like, there's no doubt that Vince McMahon's a guy who could handle his cell. Like, a lot of these wee guys that criticise Vince McMahon online and all that, Vince McMahon could fucking probably snap their necks. Like, still the new, you know what I mean? There's just something about him. There's a dangerous... It's a weird thing because obviously it's big business and it's big corporate business, but it's still fucking carny as fuck, man. At its base, it's still like carny stuff and there's nothing else like it. And it's the best business in the world, Grado, and you should get back to it. Get that actor wiped off your bio.
Well, Grado, I was going to ask you something because you've worked in radio and panto and telly and wrestling and like, so where do you get treated the best? Or like, is it all much of a muchness? Or like, because I know actors get looked after pretty well on big budget things, but how do they all compare?
That's a good question, first of all. I know what you mean. The difference between acting, and I remember Batista talking about it once as well. Like you've been exposed to wrestling and what it's like backstage and how you get treated and whatever. Then when you go to a set, your eyes are opened. You're like that, wow, and you appreciate it more because most of the time, if you're doing wrestling, it's not as you know. You've got runners, you've got anything you want, and people would. You mean you're stood on set and it's raining, you've got somebody putting a brawl over you, which is the most uncomfortable feeling in the world. You know what I mean? Compared to that, so
excellent.
I'll give you.
Hi, sorry for taking over an unfriendly fucking wrestling podcast and your fucking. What kind?
No.
That's what we do.
You
anyway.
Know, I feel bad for really laughing at the start, but that was just dead funny, Daniel. That was dead funny, man. You know how when you listen to it back, like the quality of your sound and the awkward pauses and all that was funny, man. It was brilliant. It was good, mate. It really was.
That was a great segment, guys. Well done. Well done, everybody, for a great segment. Right, thanks a lot, Daniel. And they send your email so I can give you a shout, right?
Mike's having
his own anyway. No worries, man. And enjoy the Rumble.
You know, right. Keep up with the work with it, boss.
See, now we're doing an awkward exit as well. Now it's an awkward in the way out. I know. Awkward in the way in and awkward in the way out.
Right, see you there.
And if you want to be on the run-in, best bet is to sign up to our Patreon as our World Heavyweight Champs get first dibs. Intercontinental Champs get second and Cruiserweight Champions get toyed. Get on patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. Get yourself involved. We would love to talk to you.
You just made the list!
As the list of Royal Rumble entrants comes together, we thought we would feature the Rumble in this week's list of Wrestling Daft. To our patrons, we gave the choice as favourite Royal Rumbles or favourite Royal Rumble entrants, and with 78% of the vote, it was favourite Royal Rumble entrants that won. So my three favourite Royal Rumble entrants are Was Mr. Blobby ever in the Rumble?
No, Mr. Boy wasn't in the Rumble, no.
Mr. Blobby has never been in the Rumble. Well, I will say number three for me. Well, my number one's definitely Mr. Perfect, right? I'm not going to...
You have to build up to that. You can't just throw it...
Listen, nobody cares about the fucking...
That's not how charts work. You didn't even start off the big top 40 and go, oh, number one's Ed Sheeran. You've got to build up to it.
Right, okay, then. What was the one... My favourite Royal Rumble entrant, just on the whole, right? In the whole history... All right, here, I'll date this. Three. Diesel. Right.
Oh yeah.
I loved it when Big Diesel came back. Two, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and it's not any specific Royal Rumble, but basically all the Royal Rumbles he was in, because you know what I mean. Because it was like, and then you fucking knew hundreds of guys were getting flung out and all that, and you knew it was just brilliant. And you were always waiting for Austin as well. You know what I mean? And 8-1, Mr. Perfect, when Mr. Perfect came back, and yeah. That time, not too long ago, in the Rumble. And just missing out on that top three, I would say, is Goldust as well. Remember when Goldust came back at one of the Rumbles?
Aye, that was good. I'll tell you the best one. You ready?
Aye.
Bubba Ray Dudley.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what I was... Because obviously Devon didn't come back with him, and it was like R-Truth kind of played the Devon part, didn't he?
That's right. It was funny because... He'd built this fucking Bully Ray in TNA with the muscles, and he was a bad guy, and there was Ike Talker. Vince McMahon loves the Bully Ray gimmick and all the rest of it, and then comes out with the fucking glasses. And he's doing it, all the camp stuff, the camp show stuff. T-Balls! T-Balls! 2 months of T-Ball! Come on! You know what I mean?
I love it when you bury him. I love it when Grado buries him, by the way.
Who wants a table?
Get him fucking buried, man. Right, so let's see what the punters are saying. Ian says he absolutely loved that Hornswoggle took part in the Royal Rumble match in 2011. Teamed up with John Cena for a short bit and then hit a mini attitude adjustment on Tyson Kidd. Ant Harkins says favourite Rumble entry has to be the Three Faces of Foley at 98. That's cheating, though. It was cheating, wasn't it? Willie, for some reason, Bob Backlund in the 2000 Rumble always pops me.
How bizarre. I had the Royal Rumble 2000 on the day when I was sitting by the way, and it was just around about when Bob Backlund came in. That's funny. He was wearing his wee red shorts.
Barry says it's going to be the year everybody was waiting on Austin. His music drops and everybody stops wrestling to have a piece. Boom. He appears from behind and causes chaos, then goes on to win, I think. Like I said, waiting for Austin to come out of the Rumble was just fucking dynamite. Remember there was the Royal Rumble where it was like Austin got injured and ended up backstage and all that kind of stuff, and then he was like, he was put out of it and then he went back in it. Remember that?
Aye.
Oh, he won that. It was Vince McMahon, wasn't it? Was that 97, 90?
It was fucking great, man. I remember loving that. And he was like out and he was injured and he was in the back and then he was fucking in and he was back in. And then it was like just chaos. And it was like, I loved that era. Seeing that actually that era where all the referees were trying to screw Austin and everybody was all, it was just like fucking, it was total against all odds stuff. Loved it. Jimmy says Grado in 2022. Or China in 1999.
Oh, really? Was that a big surprise? I can't remember.
Dan says, Edge's return. It was during one of the better Rumbles recently, and the pop in my house for You Think You Know Me was memorable.
Aye, that was good.
Mick says, Tenryu in 94 walked around the place like he didn't have a fucking clue what was going on. Virgil in 92. 22 bags he's gone through in the max. Bobby Heenan. Muhammad Hassan in 05 was class 2. Coach Bombay says, Mr. Perfect in 02. Diesel in 11 there. Coach Bombay is my kind of guy. And Brock's run in 20 was great fun. And Beppe Signore says Bret Hart in 1997. The look on Austin's face when Bret's music hit was priceless. Still one of my favourite Rumbles.
Great Rumble.
Ever. And Steve O'T says Drew Carey. I don't know why you would say that.
Ruined it. Woo!
Now, remember, you can get lots more content at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. That's where you need to go. You're going to get bonus episodes there. You're going to get the video version of this podcast. You're going to be able to get involved in our Discord if you're a Patreon. You're going to be able to come on the run-in or that kind of stuff. But more importantly, you're going to keep the show going. And as we move into the Attitude Era and start to adjust the show, realign the show, change the segments, have a mess about with it, set up live dates and all of that kind of stuff, you are going to want to be a Patreon to get the best of that action. If you fancy it, go to patreon.com/wrestlingdaft, as we would love to welcome you to the roster. While you're on the internet, why not get a Wrestling Daft t-shirt before we refresh our catchphrases, things like couldn't you off a fuck, things like Tiger can't fit your broadband, things like it should be Gunther, at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft.
And can I just say for patrons, we're going to be having a watch along because the Rumble's on a Saturday night, so we've got Rumble's Saturday night, so we're going to be having a watch along with the patrons. I will be on there drunk and watching the Rumble with all the guys that get in touch with the show normally, so get involved and join in our Rumble watch along.
But where will this be happening on surely in the Discord?
It will be can you do that on Discord? We'll be arranging
chatting in Discord, of course you can.
We'll be chatting in Discord and we'll do it on Zoom like we normally do. We usually set up our computer, Zoom, watch the Rumble, chat around through it, get drunk. It's a really good night and good laugh.
Sounds good to me. As suggested last week, it's time for the first annual Wrestling Daft Spelling Bee. A word will be issued, and if the participant spells that word correctly, they'll gain a point and stay on. First person to 5 points wins. Now, is it me versus Grado?
It is you versus Grado. Yeah. We thought I'd do it that way because we were talking last week about new features for the show. Actually, a suggestion when it comes to new features, this came from our Discord, which you obviously can get on by signing up to patreon.com/wrestlingdaft. How do you think this one, right? So each week, we pick a match, we do a watch on the podcast. So we stop, we'll say, push play now, and we find a match, and we sit and watch it and crit it on the podcast. What do you think about that idea?
What, you mean like a short match, like a 5-10 minute match?
Just like a 10-minute match, yeah.
Good idea. And we'll just sit and watch it together.
It's a great idea.
And so, I take it, folk listening on the road to work, they're going to be a bit like,
they can listen to it. They can do that when they get
I've done that before point. With Tom Campbell, and it actually worked out all right. A lot of folk like that stuff.
Well, we'll try it. We'll give it a run next week, and we'll give it a try.
One of the best episodes of the Pritchard Show with Conrad was when they sat and watched Beyond the Mat. Do you see, obviously, Bruce fucking had a lot of insight to it, but I love all that stuff. Spelling Bee,
Spelling Bee, yeah. So I'm going to basically flip a coin, right? We've got the listeners. I've suggested words for you guys to spell. Okay. Flip the coin, right? Whoever goes first. Winner stays on, right? So if you get the word right, bang on, you get the point. You get on, move on to the next word. So if you start off and you get all the first five right, you're going to win it, right? If you get it wrong, though, play heads to the other person and they get to...
Play goes to the other person?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Is that really interesting for listeners? Two guys fucking spelling?
We'll find out in a minute.
I also wanted the day I come up with the idea for the theme song game.
We'll do that next week, Grado. The theme song game next week. Right, okay, so the game is the Wrestling Daft Spelling Bee. I'm going to flip
I would like to be able to write in a pen and paper, but I don't have...
No, you don't know. You're not allowed to do that in a spelling bee.
But you need to do this, Rob. You need to do this and show your hands so you're not Googling it.
Okay. Right. Okay, so just for people listening to the audio version, Grado and Rab will be holding up their hands. Right, okay. Heads, Grado. Tails, Rab. It is tails, Rab. You get to go first. Right, first
I didn't even get to call fucking heads or tails, right?
I called it.
You just did, right, okay.
Right, okay. Right, first word out on the Wrestling Daft Spelling Bee. Lost Conquistadors.
Lost Conquistadors?
That's hard, man.
L-O-S.
What's your horns?
L-O-S. C-O-N-Q-U-I-S-T-A-D-O-R-S.
Nah.
1 point to Rab.
There's no one here, isn't it?
Next.
Of course there is, mate. I'm fucking winning this.
You, Rab. Mordecai.
That's easy, man. That's fucking well easy.
Is this for me as well, aye?
Yeah, this is for you because winner stays on.
M-O-R-D-E-C-A-I. 2-0.
2-0, right, okay.
It's not 2-0 because I'm fucking not in it yet.
Right. Next one, and it's for our friend Grado and his IBS. Diarrhea.
That's a fucking hard one.
I fucking hate diarrhea, but however, this there's two.
He's spellings good,
of, no, there's no. There's two spellings of diarrhea.
Hands are up. The hands are up.
Two spellings of diarrhea. So this is there's a kind of American spelling or a British spelling. So it's like this is a tricky one. Does it count if I? What if I gave you both of them? Because I know both of them.
Oh, that'd be showing off, right? Give us both of them then.
D I A R R H E A.
Yeah, that's someone I was looking for.
And D-I-A-R-R-H-O-E-A.
Right, okay.
There's the other one.
Oh, fuck's
this is that, right. Okay. Sorry, Grado.
See, trying to spell that when I was in the fire brigade and haven't you, because you need to sign a sickness form the amount of times I've made a cunt in
it. Okay. Taka Michinoku. Taka Michinoku.
T-A-K-A.
Yeah.
M-I-C-H. I N O K U.
Oh, he's got it! I thought he was going to slip up that. This is for the win. This is for the win. Right, okay, this is. Not really a wrestling word, but handkerchief. Handkerchief. How do you spell handkerchief now?
H A N D.
Oh.
K E R C H I E F.
He's nailed it. He's actually nailed it.
Come on, that was fucking too easy.
It's so annoying that you get impressed by him being able to spell fucking hand care chief. Hand care chief.
Surely Grado gets. Fucking... Wait a minute. Surely Grado gets a chance to try and tie with me.
Right. So okay. Yeah.
So I've been grannied before even opened my gub.
Well, if you get right, let's go. You'll give you the chance to tie then.
But if you get one wrong, I've won.
Right. You ready, Grado?
Mm-hmm. One's up, mate.
I've saved the kind of easier ones for you guys, so you're all right. Vignette.
What?
Like a vignette, you know, like the show in the rest.
Well, a vignette is how you pronounce it. Don't give me a clue. Vignette.
Vignette is how you spell it.
Come on. V. I. G. N. E. T-T-E.
Well done, Rob. Right, next one. Slobber knocker, Grado. Slobber knocker.
Oh, fuck off. S-L-O-B-E-R.
No, you fucked it. You fucked it.
I did that.
You need two B's.
Oh, fuck.
I think you were just in a mad rush there. He was so keen to get to the knocker. But he rushed it, which sums up his sex life.
I don't know,
as well.
But hold on, the slobber knocker's leaving a real word.
Yes, it is, mate.
Hold
on,
slobber knocker.
It's a wrestling word. It's a wrestling word.
Well, there you go. That's the wrestling daft spelling bee. A true triumph for me there. That was good. I'm the reigning champion of the spelling. That was good fun. That was much better than reading one of their sick audience's horrible road stories.
Well,
that
I tell you what, you've got the belt just now, Rab. Do you want to throw that a challenge to the listeners for next week, or do you want to retain the belt?
Can I just quickly a wee tease for next week's theme song game and see if he's getting this right?
Next week
I forgot is the theme song game. Right, so
are you going to play as a bit of your theme song? We have to guess it.
Aye. Right, who's this in?
Well, at home.
You're all shite at this.
I can see my fantasy, I'm so good. It's ringing a bell, play it again. So I know what era it must be.
It's TNA, isn't it?
No,
it's no TNA.
That he's not good at this, I use.
I should know this. I should know. It is definitely ringing a bell with me, though.
Time's up.
It's Maven.
You googled that, you wanker?
I didn't fucking google. How can I fucking google it? What would I google?
Yeah,
Maven. It's Maven. And I know, and listen, I'll tell you something though. The only way I know it's Maven is because I went, what the fuck is it? I recognise it. And then, but I recognise it for a tweet. Somebody tweeted out about Maven's entrance.
He did. It was Ian Drew.
That's what it was. That's the only reason I know it. That's the only reason I know it is because I went, oh no, I saw it on Twitter. And then I was like, Maven, that's what it is.
I've been listening to it nonstop. Oh well, that's it then, isn't it?
God, remember Maven, man?
Oh, yeah, I know. By the way, I watched an interview with him with that Chris Van Vliet. I like his interviews, they're really good. And it's mental to, like, and it gives you the fear back because, like, he was in, like, 6 years in WWE, then he worked for the Chopin Channel and he worked in sports. And then, like, that all stopped and he was, like, a bouncer.
I thought he'd been really successful and was
not. He was. This was 2012.
Right.
And, like, this Chris Van Vliet goes, listen, my marker bumped into you in 2012 and you were bouncing out of a nightclub. And my pal went, there's Maven, how are you doing? And he went, shut your mouth, shut up. And he went, you know, I probably did do that. He goes, because I went from being on the telly, then WWE, but eliminating Undertaker. Then I went to TNA and worked there for a couple of years. I was in the Shopping Channel. I was the reality TV show host. And then the next minute, he's on the doors and a boozer. He was like, it was very embarrassing for me to folk come up and go, there's Maven, what the fuck are you doing? What happened?
Aye, what happened to you?
You know what I mean? It's quite, but he actually...
He's working on Wall Street now,
Greg. He's on Wall Street now. He's working on Wall Street, very successful.
Wow.
Interesting, isn't it?
That's interesting.
That is interesting, man. He's me the feeling part.
Oh, mate, you don't need to worry. You're fucking working all the time, mate. Maven's getting nothing on you, mate.
And get this, great, Rab, you like this. He was a county executive for the Nets.
What was he?
Maven, aye. He was the county executive for the Nets. There you are.
For the Brooklyn Nets, for the world famous Brooklyn. You are Brooklyn Nets. Right, so, well, that's it for Wrestling Daft. It was, what a pleasure it was. Review and subscribe on Apple or get us in wherever you get your podcasts. Mind and support us at patreon.com/wrestlingdaft because that's how you keep the show going and we really do appreciate it. Check out our merch at shop.spreadshirt.co.uk/wrestlingdaft. And Grado, man, that was good fun. It's always good fun doing this show and it's exciting. We're coming into an exciting period. The Attitude Era is starting to pick up here at Wrestling Daft. I just kind of get a vibe off is that we feel like we're kind of a couple of bad boys a wee bit, SOBs. It's happening, and we're coming into a good period with the Rumble and WrestleMania and all that to come. Very exciting time to be a wrestling fan. It's an exciting time to be a exciting time to be a wrestling fan. Thanks for everybody for listening. Grado,
up the road. It's Shasset Walter Gunther. He's gonna be Gunther. Audio Frontier.